reaction against OPEC. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The White House says President Biden will release another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve as part of a response to production cuts by OPEC plus nations. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre earlier today.
There is no shortage of opportunity or incentive for oil companies to ramp up production. We've made that clear. Oil companies are ranking in record profits, as we have seen. They have showed it themselves. We've seen it ourselves, while more than 9,000 approved drilling permits remain untapped by the oil industry.
The White House says the president will deliver remarks tomorrow announcing the drawdown. Additional releases could come this winter in an effort to bring prices down. A jury has acquitted a think tank analyst accused of lying to the FBI about his role in the creation of a dossier about former President Trump. The case decided Tuesday involving Igor Danchenko was the third and possibly final case brought by special counsel John Durham as part of his probe into how the FBI conducted its own investigation into allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The man who was the last to see a California college student alive 25 years ago is found guilty of her murder.
A jury found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Kristen Smart. She went missing in 1996. Her body was never found. Flores was also thought to have raped Smart before she disappeared. His defense attorney said there was no evidence of that. The case was re-examined last year. Investigators searched the home of Flores' father, Ruben Flores, and discovered an area underneath a deck where a body may have been buried. The elder Flores was tried simultaneously but separately in the case as an accessory. He was found not guilty.
Fox's Kunal Scott, America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An ally of the Trump administration asked the court to block disciplinary charges against him.
Jeffrey Clark, a former attorney with the Justice Department, has asked a federal court to get involved in the case against him over his work to help former President Donald Trump overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The ethics charges were filed against Clark by the D.C. Office of Disciplinary Counsel, alleging he tried to interfere with the administration of justice and that he was dishonest as he tried to pressure Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen and Deputy Richard Donahue to investigate voter fraud in Georgia. Clark is arguing that no state has the power to oversee operations of any branch of the federal government. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Amazon workers near Albany, New York, have rejected a union bid, handing a second defeat to the labor group. About 66% of workers voted against joining the Amazon labor union, as according to the National Labor Relations Board. A near record number of chickens and turkeys have died in this year's outbreak of avian flu, signaling trouble for already sky-high poultry prices.
More than 47 million birds have died in the U.S. due to avian flu infections, which has spurred export bans and lowered eggs. Turkey and chicken production, contributing to record poultry prices for already inflation-weary consumers. And as farmers fight the subtype of the N5H1 strain of the virus that's been spreading in Europe, affecting a broader range of wild birds than in the past. The USDA says they're monitoring wild birds for avian flu in four migration paths known as flyways in an outbreak that's infected flocks in 42 states since February, twice as many as the 2015 bird flu outbreak. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 337, the Nasdaq gained 96, the S&P plus 42. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.